From K-pop to skincare, South Korea has been at the cutting edge of cultural development internationally. As a new museum exhibit reveals, it didn't happen overnight. Special correspondent Jared Bowen of GBH Boston reports for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Less than 50 years ago, this was a defining image of South Korea, a field of farm-friendly dirt. Today, it's this, cosmopolitan with a cacophony of color. It's also this.
I think it's very hard for us to imagine people have not heard or encountered anything about a Korea wave in our daily life, whether we know it or not.
Christina Yu-Yu is chair of the Art of Asia at Boston's Museum of Fine Arts, where the exhibition Hallyu, the Korean Wave, has left its galleries awash in South Korean pop culture, in fashion, film, and fandom. The wave, she says, began in the 1980s and is cresting still.
At the beginning of the exhibition, we have this collage of parodies and retakes of Psy's Gangnam Style. You know, there are people from Ghana, there are people from London. There's prisoners in Philippines dancing Gangnam Style together. It's almost touching every corner of the world.
And the world has responded, making shows like Squid Game the most popular non-English television series of all time. Here we find costumes from the show, and a recreation of the bathroom from Parasite, the 2019 South Korean film about class struggle. With such universal appeal, it became a surprise Oscar-winning hit.
This poor family, there was a flood, and their bathroom was destroyed, and that's like a symbol of their lives. You know, their aspiration to become an upper-class family was crushed.
It's a plotline that mirrors South Korea's own. Economic disparity has been an impetus for the nation's growth, especially in culture. Case in point, in the mid-1990s, the country realized that the American film Jurassic Park generated as much revenue in South Korea as its own Hyundai cars did.
That just was a shock to everyone. The government noticed that, and they were able to quickly put together and went behind the film industry, went behind the creative industries, and started to subsidize them again.
So what you're really seeing is also capitalism affecting Korean government. It's saying, you know what, we're going to create intellectual property in our music, in our fashion, our design, our technology, and we're going to share it.
Min Jin Lee is part of the Korean Wave. The best-selling author of the novels Free Food for Millionaires and Pachinko, she came to the U.S. with her parents as a child and remains fascinated by Korea's outsized cultural influence.
What really makes me drawn to the Korean story is you have a country that's in a weird geographical position because it's surrounded by all these superpowers. Russia, China, and the U.S. really cares about what happens to Korea as an important ally. And you have all these people who are so desperately trying to determine themselves. So for me, the process of self-actualization, that is what I think makes it keep going and going and going.
As the show reveals, it has been a steep climb. Technology giant Samsung started as a grocery store. LG launched as a cosmetics company making Lucky Cream face powder before becoming synonymous with appliances.
You can't make a person keep going unless they want to. And I think when I meet Koreans around the world, they want to start telling you who they are and what they want. And I kind of think, that's really, like, I connect with that passion. I connect with that yearning.
Then there is K-pop, eliciting worldwide fandomonium. The popularity of Korean music groups, Christina Yu-Yu says, stems from a very intentional pop pipeline to their audiences.
You have displays, costumes worn by different idol groups, performers, you know, such as this one is worn by a ensemble called Aespa. There are several dresses here. Design actually is an interaction between the idols themselves and the fashion designers and the fandom. So basically there's a call out on the internet and say, please submit your ideas.
For as splashy as the Korean culture wave has been, the country has always kept its history and culture deeply embedded. It's abundantly evident in Korean fashion. Yu-Yu points out that as avant-garde as looks may appear, they tell the nation's story. They evoke traditional ink paintings. They pay homage to Korea's traditional hanbok dress. And they make subtle references to the moon jar, a simple, round object dating to the 18th century used to store food and liquor. But today, says Yu, it holds weighty symbolism.
In the 20th century, trying to find something to symbolize the humble origin of Korea, but at the same time, the resilience of Korean people. So they really elevated the status of the moon jar as a symbol of Korea.
A nation that for decades now has found fertile ground wherever it can plant its own will. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jared Bowen in Boston.